the Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, be your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into Dozer Park here in Peoria, Illinois. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs beginning a six-game series here in Illinois. Should be a very fun one. The Colonels are looking to tie their best mark of 2008-22. Currently, they stand 11 games above 500. They've won four of their last five and have been pitching very, very well here in the month of May. Peoria has struggled a little bit here to open up the month. They were just swept by South Bend, all six games falling to the South Bend Cubs. So they've lost six in a row. They've won just three of their last 10 games. Peoria has been struggling at the plate, much like the Colonels have been, although in a little bit bigger sample size for Peoria. Cedar Rapids, of course, has really struggled with runners in scoring position here over their last 10 games. The Colonels are just 12 for 80. That's a 150 batting average with runners in scoring position. They're scoring just 3.3 runs per game with a 581 OPS. On the other end of things, Peoria likewise has struggled. The Peoria offense has gone cold over the course of their six-game losing skid. They mustered up just 11 runs in last week's series against South Bend. That's under 2 runs per game, and they haven't scored in their last 20 innings of play. Peoria is just 8 for 60. That's a 133 average with runners in scoring position in the month of May. And as a team, they haven't had a hit with a runner in scoring position since Friday. So two lineups that have been struggling to hit the ball, playing on a day that should be pretty conducive for offense. It's very warm here in Peoria. Right now, the humidity, you can definitely feel that May is here, that summer is here. Presently in Peoria, it is 89 degrees. It feels like 95 with that heat. It's definitely baseball summer weather today after what we've had, a very chilly spring start to the season. I'm sure a lot of players are very happy to get some warmth back in 2022. The Colonels are 19-8, Peoria at 12-15. Looking at the standings entering play today, Peoria stands 7 games back of Cedar Rapids. The Colonels are ahead, are of course 2 games ahead of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. South Bend stands in 3rd place, 4 games back of 1st. You've got Peoria at 12-15, 7 games out of the division lead. Then Quad Cities at 11-16, they're 8 games back. Beloit entering play today at 8-19 down in the cellar. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the Colonels Leadoff Show to chat a little bit about the Twins organization and what they've been doing this past week in a week of service in and around the Minnesota Twins organization.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonels Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show, where we're getting you ready for game one of a six-game set between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. This past week has been the Minnesota Twins Week of Service event, the inaugural Minnesota Twins Week of Service, where each of their affiliates went out into the respective communities and did some work to do better in the communities, to help the communities grow. The Colonels' Day of Service was yesterday. That was May 9th, as the Cedar Rapids Colonels partnered with four volunteer organizations: Central Furniture Rescue, Hawkeye Area Community Action Program, better known as HACAP, Meals on Wheels, and Roosevelt Middle School, as part of that inaugural Minnesota Twins Week of Service. The Minnesota Twins getting their affiliates out there, helping their affiliates work on the efforts that they already put into the communities. So the Colonels had players out helping out in stocking food shelves and packing some food items into bags, just helping any way they can here in the community yesterday with that Day of Service that the Cedar Rapids Colonels took part in. A few Colonels players, along with a couple of coaches, went to Roosevelt Middle School to speak to a couple of classes about the fun of playing sports and the opportunities created by participating in extracurricular activities. I know the Colonels really enjoyed getting out into the community yesterday. On the baseball diamond, this Tuesday is the return to action for just about every team in the Twins organization. Minnesota, of course, had the day off yesterday. The Twins return to action against Houston tonight at Target Field. We'll keep you kept up to date on that ball game this evening once it starts at 6:40 p.m. here this evening. Joe Ryan and Justin Verlander going toe-to-toe in what should be a very good pitching matchup. Fort Myers will open up a series with Palm Beach tonight at 6. At 6:05, the same time we start, St. Paul and Columbus will open up their six-game series out in Ohio. Wichita already kicked off their series with Northwest Arkansas here today. A 7-4 final, the Wind Surge falling to Northwest Arkansas. A host of players that were on that Quad Cities team that Cedar Rapids fell to in the High A Central Championship Series last year, defeating Wichita earlier today, 7-4. Alex Isola had a very good game for Wichita. He went 1-for-3, a couple of runs scored, 2 RBI. He had a 2-run home run. Andrew Bechtold also had a solo home run of his own. He went 2-for-4 for Wichita today. Edward Julian on base 4 times. He had a base hit and 3 walks drawn. Ben Gross picked up the start. He threw a couple of scoreless innings. Then the bullpen struggled a little bit for Wichita. They go on to fall 7-4 to Northwest Arkansas. Here the Colonels will open up a six-game series with Peoria, and one of the big names in the lineup for the Colonels who have really, really been coming on strong as of late is the leadoff man, Anthony Prado. He joins us next right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by Colonels Leadoff Man, Anthony Prado, on a very warm, very pretty day here in Peoria. Anthony, how are we doing here today?
Good. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. It was a fun one on Sunday for you, Anthony. The walk-off sack fly out to right field. Walk me through that, AB.
Yeah, I mean, that kid has a pretty good fastball and slider, so I remember he got me the first night on sliders, and I was looking for a first pitch, but I overswung, and then I just reset and focused on getting a fastball I could hit and taking it the other way, and that's what I ended up getting later in the at-bat, so I didn't miss it.
On the swing, did you know that ball game was over?
Yeah, definitely. With Wander on third base, yeah, I knew we would score.
I know you got not one but two Gatorade bats after that sack fly. Did you even feel the first one before the second one hit you?
I wasn't expecting them at all, especially I didn't even get a chance to take my helmet off either. So, Cabezas got me pretty good.
So Nate had to clean off the helmet a little bit?
I hope so, yeah. It's pretty wet still, but.
Anthony, it was kind of the punctuation mark on a really good series for you. It's been a tremendous stretch in this first month plus of the season. The power numbers have been there. We've talked about your adjustment and approach. Do you feel like a different hitter this season?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel like I'm putting together better at bats so far. And looking for my pitch and advantage counts and not missing it so far this year. But, I mean, it's a long way to go, so just trying to take it one at bat at a time.
in those advantage counts, what are some ways that you've worked to get yourself into those good counts?
I think knowing what I'm looking for early, like I'm not going to, maybe last year I would have looked for a fastball, maybe a ball off and tried to just punch his right field. Instead, I'm going to take that, get to 1-0 and then look to do damage on the next pitch. So, I mean, that's just kind of the biggest adjustment so far.
It's always fascinating in the game of baseball how much information is available and then taking that into account of how much do you actually utilize in game. So for you, Anthony, when you develop a plan for each at-bat, for each game, what all goes into that?
I think just going over the scouting reports with the coaches, I think that definitely helps knowing when a guy's going to throw it, where he's likely to throw it, and how much he likes to throw and the movement that he uses. I think all of that, but in the end, it's just bits and pieces of it, and you still have to go out there and put together an at-bat.
I know going into this past weekend, I think it was going into this past weekend anyway, off the field, you came in with a new hairstyle here, yeah. Going with a shaved head. Was there rhyme or reason to that?
Well, I mean, the weather's getting really hot out, and I like to stay loyal to my barber back home, so I just don't want to pay for a random person to cut my hair out here, so I'll just do it myself, and now I'm good till for a few months, for my next haircut in a few months.
Anthony, going into this series with Peoria, the Colonels have been playing really, really good baseball. You've won 4 of your last 5. The pitching has been fantastic. The bats have come through when they've needed to. How much fun is it to play on a team that just keeps winning like the Colonels have this year?
Yeah, definitely. Throughout my time in this organization, we've won a lot. We've won a lot of games 2019 with E-Town, and well, we fell short of playoffs in E-Town, but playoffs in 2019 with CR, and last year too with CR. It's definitely fun just going out there and winning games, and yeah, it's fun.
When you're developing not just as individuals but as a team too, and players that are going to keep climbing the levels together, how much does winning help in that grand scheme of things?
Yeah, it definitely builds chemistry. Being with the same group of guys over and over again, and I mean, it definitely makes it a lot more fun winning than losing, obviously. But so, yeah, I definitely think it helps a lot.
I know you've made your fair share of really nice plays this season. Aaron Sabato made a pretty incredible back turn to home plate. Catch there at the end of the 11th inning against Quad Cities back on Sunday. Did you teach him that? Is that something for your bag of tricks?
I think he learned that one on his own. I don't know much about that big first baseman glove. I like to see him do it with an infield glove. I don't know if he can do that with a middle infield glove. He needs a big first baseman's mitt.
Anthony, coming into this series with Peoria, what do you feel are some of the biggest keys for you to continue success at the plate and then for the Colonels to continue success?
I think just taking a pitch at a time and not looking at like the big picture. I know it's hot out here, so just got to stay hydrated, just take it a pitch at a time and not look forward to the next week or whatever. Just take it a pitch at a time and go out there and win.
Speaking of hydration and the heat here in this series, the weather looks really, really hot. Today we're in the 80s. Tomorrow it's supposed to be in the 90s, creeping into the 90s all week. Beyond hydrating, are there other pieces that go into just keeping the body ready and fresh for this warm weather?
Yeah, I mean, just always staying loose. Like, you know, you always hear, like, your body will get looser in the warm weather than the cold, but you might not be fully loose. So, I mean, just staying loose, staying hydrated, and eating right, and getting a rest. I mean, that's just the keys everywhere, basically.
Anthony, I got one last one for you here today. Peoria coming in is a team that runs a lot, and they run very successfully as well, stealing bases at nearly an 85% success rate this season. You playing a lot of second base, a lot of middle infield for the Colonels in this series. What are some ways that you can work and just middle infielders can work with those limited pickoff steps still to keep the runners close?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more just trust the pitchers and catchers. I mean, all of our catchers, Mac, Camargo, and Morales, done a good job throwing guys out. So just got to trust them. And the pitchers, we work on it all the time, holding runners on. So, I mean, I think they'll do a fine job with it. And just got to get to the bag early and put the tag down.
Well, Anthony, as always, thank you so much for your time here today. And best of luck to you against Peoria.
Thank you.
That was Anthony Prado with us here on the Colonels Leadoff Show as Cedar Rapids and Peoria are just about 15 minutes away from getting underway here on a gorgeous, very, very warm night in Peoria. Not a cloud in the skies, right around 88, 89 degrees here in Peoria. We're here on the Colonels leadoff show, and it is time to meet your starting lineups here this evening. First off, for the Peoria Chiefs, who today will be playing under their En El Rio de Peoria Copa team name. They've got their Copa jerseys here for this evening's ball game, so Peoria wearing those Copa uniforms. Mason Wynn will lead off at shortstop for the Chiefs, their outstanding youngster, the 21-year-old who's top 10 in eight major offensive categories, currently leads the Midwest League in batting average at .378. Should be a good battle between he and Christian Encarnacion Strand as they work to continue their race for the batting title here in the league. Mason Wynn leads off at shortstop with Mike Antico in center and LJ Jones DHing in the three spot. Matt Chamberlain cleans up in right with Mac Chambers at third. Thomas Francisco will hit sixth today at first. Francisco Hernandez is at second. Carlos Soto does the catching with Tommy Jew rounding out the starting nine in left. Again, for Peoria, it is Wynn, Antico, Jones, Chamberlain, Chambers, Francisco, Hernandez, Soto, and Jew for Peoria here tonight. For the Colonels, Anthony Prado, the man we just heard from, will lead off per usual at second base today with Jefferson Morales batting second in left. Christian Encarnacion Strand hits third as the designated hitter. Aaron Sabato will clean up at first with Jair Camargo behind the plate. Seth Gray hits sixth at third. Alaric Solari is in right. Willie Joe Gary Jr. in center. And Will Holland at short, rounding out that starting nine for Cedar Rapids. Once again for the Colonels, Prado, Morales, Encarnacion Strand, Sabato, Camargo, Gray, Solari, Gary Jr., and Holland. The pitching matchup today has Dionis Rodriguez going for the Chiefs and Brent Hedrick going for your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Rodriguez went 0-1 this season with a 2.74 ERA. He's made five starts, 23 innings of work, just 14 hits allowed. He has walked 12, though, so keep an eye on those walk totals. 28 punchouts for Rodriguez here this season. Very much a fly ball pitcher, and with the wind blowing out to left field here today, we'll see how that plays against a Colonels lineup that is a bit right-handed heavy and a bit right-handed pull heavy. A lot of Colonels hitters like to pull the ball, especially Holland. Encarnacion Strand has been working on hitting the ball to that pull side a little bit more lately. He's been working on handling those inner half fastballs. And, of course, Anthony Prado has really pulled the ball with authority here this season. So it will be interesting to see how that aspect of Rodriguez's game plays, whether or not he can keep the ball in the ballpark. For the Colonels, Brent Hedrick has been everything that you could have expected and more. 3-1 over his first five starts, a 1.90 earned run average. He has struck out 38 and has walked just five over 23 and two-thirds. He took a no-hitter into the sixth in his last outing. Hedrick has been really, really good for Cedar Rapids. Like Rodriguez, Hedrick is a fly ball guy, right around 49% entering play here today. So, again, we'll see how well Hedrick can keep the ball in the yard, a fastball-heavy pitcher against a lineup that did fairly well against him. Hedrick's first outing against Peoria this season was his lone outing that he's had against the Peoria Chiefs in his career. In that start back on April 22nd, Hedrick went 3 2/3, threw first pitch strikes just 44% of the time, and walked a season high four batters, going on to allow three runs all earned on those four walks and three hits. He did serve up a home run as well in that ballgame. So Hedrick keeping the ball in the yard, just as Rodriguez will here today. It's going to be a key to see which one of these pitchers will last the longest and put their team in the best position to win. Brian Dinkelman, the Colonels manager, sits down to chat with us next right here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. Dink, coming up to us in just a second.
The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches, goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined by field manager Brian Dinkelman here ahead of a very nice warm series in Peoria. Dink, how are we doing here today?
Doing okay.
Then, of course, we open up a six-game series after Cedar Rapids finishes out their set back home by winning 4-5 against Quad Cities. Talk to me about the mood of this team after, you know, on this nice little roll.
Yeah, good week last week, you know, to win a series and have the walk-off there on Sunday. Nice job by our pitching staff to keep us in the game the whole day. But, you know, good week, and now start a road trip here with some nicer weather and see how things go.
Finish things out on Sunday with that walk-off win in 11 innings. How much fun was that?
Yeah, I mean, it was a close game throughout, and, you know, they got a run there in the eighth inning, and we was able to answer back and score in the bottom half and force some extra innings. So, you know, tight game, and I thought the boys battled well. You know, even though there wasn't a ton of offense, the pitching staff kept us right in and able to win out there in the 11th.
Dink, I know before we get into this series, yesterday was a pretty big day for the Colonels. It was their day of service as part of the Minnesota Twins week of service across all the affiliates. Each affiliate has had a day where they went out into the community and did some pretty cool work. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about what that looked like yesterday?
Yeah, you know, the guys had opportunity, you know, to go to different places in town and help out and help with the community and serve. And so it was, guys had fun with it, and, you know, a good experience for all to be able to help out with people in the Cedar Rapids area.
Kind of a nice little reminder, too, that there's things bigger than baseball, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, baseball is a fun game we get to play, and, you know, it's a job for some of us, but it's also, you know, fun for us to be here. So there's other parts of life, so it was good for the guys to get back.
Then coming into this series against Peoria, the Colonels pitching staff has been tremendous. Over the last 10 games, it's a sub-3 ERA. Just about everywhere you look in the pitching stats this season in the Midwest League, the Colonels are right at the top or at the top. Talk to me about how much confidence that gives you as a staff, knowing that night in, night out, the pitching is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can pitch well, it gives your team the chance every single night. You know, the bats aren't always going to be there every night. So as long as you pitch and can play defense, keep the team to just a couple runs, you know, it's going to give you a chance to win the ballgame every night.
I know with the recent promotion of Asiri Sermon heading up to Wichita, it changed some things up in the back end of the bullpen and how that operates. How have you seen that the roles kind of fluctuate a little bit as you look for a new, quote unquote, top closer?
Yeah, I think it just depends on who's available that day out of the bullpen. You know, we got guys back there who can fill that role for us, and there's been two or three different guys who's had a chance to, I guess, save the game for us, you could say. So whoever's available that night and feel like throwing the ball decent, we'll give an opportunity to close out a game for us and see if we can win the game.
Brad Hanner didn't pick up a save, but he did have a win on that outstanding Sunday outing that he had. Two innings in extras, four strikeouts. He didn't allow the extra innings tiebreaker runner to score either frame. What did you see from him, and what has he been doing lately that's allowed him to have so much success?
Brad was good Sunday. Like you said, with the extra runner starting at second base and then not allowing either one of those guys to score in the 10th or 11th. Really good job attacking, and they had a tough time with his breaking balls too. So punch out four of the six outs in those two innings. You know, he's been pretty consistent for us all season. So for him to hold us right there and give us a chance to win it in the bottom half of the 11th was good work.
Anthony Prado had that walk-off sacrifice fly on Sunday. No hits in the ball game, but he's been swinging it pretty good here over the last week or so, really all season, of course. What are some things that you've seen him do in terms of adjustments at the plate to continue his success?
Yeah, I mean, for Anthony, just the hitter he is this year compared to what he was last season. He's been driving the baseball a lot more, hitting the ball harder. You know, he's always had pretty good at-bats and will take his pitches, and good job controlling the strike zone. You know, and it's continued this year. It's just now he's actually driving baseballs better for extra base hits and more power. So, you know, he's been a force for us at top lineups so far these first 6 weeks of the season, and hopefully continue.
Today, Peoria and the Colonels open up the six-game set. The Chiefs have lost six in a row, but they've had some pretty big series wins over teams like Wisconsin. Looking back at what you've seen from them in that set that they played against Cedar Rapids, what does this team look like? What's their feel as a team?
Yeah, I thought they were a tough team when we played them there a few weeks ago. Good starting pitching, make the game tough on us. You know, I feel like runs are going to be at a premium in the series with the staff that they have. So, you know, go out there and hopefully our pitchers can do what they've been doing, and hopefully the hitters can have some good at-bats and find some ways to score some runs off them. So it'll be a tight series, I'm sure, and hopefully we can get a few wins this week.
One thing that really jumps out at you with Peoria is how much they run on the base paths. This year they're stealing bases at an 86% success rate. They are right near the top in the league in stolen bases. What do you do as a staff other than keep runners off base in order to keep their run game at a minimum?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the main thing is don't let him get to first base. But, you know, they got numerous guys who can steal bases. And our pitchers are just going to have to vary their looks a little bit. And I know it's a little bit tougher now with the new rule in the minor league baseball about the number of pickoffs. So hopefully keep them close. And, you know, hopefully our catchers can do a good job of throwing runners out when they do try to steal.
With that adjustment, and you only get two step-offs per plate appearance, and you only have 18 seconds to deliver the pitch, what sort of things does that add to the game? What wrinkles does it take for the Colonels and just for any team to make sure that runners are staying at first?
Yeah, it makes it tough. Your catcher and pitcher have to be on the same page so they're not going through numerous signs when there's a runner at first base. That way it doesn't eat away time at the clock. You know, being able to pick over when you feel it's necessary to keep them closer, and hopefully it limits the type of jump they get at first base to steal. So it makes it tougher. You know, as part of the game, they're trying to get more action and more stolen bases into it. So this is a team that's taking advantage of it. And hopefully our catchers can do a good job of, you know, throwing guys out when they do try to steal.
Brent Hedrick gets the ball for you today. He was pretty darn good in his last outing for Cedar Rapids. How much has he impressed you this season?
Yeah, this is the first year I've got a really good look at him. You know, he attacks with his fastball a lot, and he's been able to spin it and mix his changeup in too. So he goes right at the hitters, that's for sure, and hopefully get another good outing from him tonight.
Dink, one last one for you here today. A gorgeous evening at Dozer Park. What are going to be some keys here to today's game that would let Cedar Rapids take the series opener here today?
Yeah, warm weather. Seems like the wind's blowing out today. So, you know, good at bats and just trying to find some barrels. You know, score some runs for us, and the pitching staff just continue to do what they've been doing all season long and throwing strikes and limit the walks, and then you know, getting guys out when we need to.
All right, well, Dink, as always, thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck to you against Peoria.
All right, thanks, Thomas.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. You know, getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game. Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids and Peoria open up a six-game set here at Dozer Park. Let's meet the starting nine for Cedar Rapids. Leading off at second is Anthony Prado, with Jefferson Morales in left and Christian Encarnacion Strand DHing. Aaron Sabato plays first today with Jair Camargo behind the plate. Seth Gray is at third. Alaric Soleri in right. Willie Joe Gary Jr. in center. And Will Holland at short. On the mound for Peoria is the right-hander Dionis Rodriguez. This season 0-1 with a 2.74 ERA. He started five games, still looking for that first win of the season. First offering to Prado is bounced foul up the third baseline as we're underway here at Dozer Park. A very, very warm evening in Peoria. Colonels today are in their red jerseys with the gold numbering and lettering, the navy blue trim, gray pants, the all-navy blue caps. Peoria is wearing their Copa jerseys here today, the En el Rio de Peoria. 0-1 here on the way to Prado. Anthony takes a curveball on the inside corner for strike two here from Dionis Rodriguez. The Copa jerseys for Peoria. It's kind of a teal top with purple sleeves, white pants, teal caps with the purple bills. The 0-2 fastball outside. Now 1-2 to Anthony Prado. Dionis Rodriguez on the hill for Peoria. 6'1", 202 pounds. The Dominican right-hander from Pedro Brand. 1-2. Prado pops us up our way, and that will get out of play, landing on top of one of the suites to our right here at Dozier Park. Very picturesque setting here with the skyline of Peoria well beyond the outfield wall. 1-2 again here to Prado. Just misses outside. Now 2-2. Rodriguez missing. Count runs to 2-2. On the Colonels leadoff man. Prado walked off the winner for the Colonels on Sunday to clinch a 4-2 series win over Quad Cities. 2-2. Prado takes a called strike three and a curveball that just caught the letters there from Rodriguez. He has his first out of the inning. And now let's meet the starting defense here today for Peoria as Jefferson Morales approaches the box. In the outfield, left to right, Jew, Antico, and Chamberlain. Mac Chambers is at third with Thomas Francisco at first. Wynn at short, Hernandez at second, and Carlos Soto does the catching today for his right-hander, Dionis Rodriguez. First offering to Jefferson, misses inside, 1-0. Morales this season for the Colonels hitting .239, 661 OPS. He's been heating up lately, though. 1-0, skied into the air behind home plate. That might land in the stands in front of us, and it comes down to our left. There's a few fans waiting for that ball to bounce down towards them. 1-1 here to Jefferson Morales. Colonels on the road this season are 7-5 compared to a 12-3 mark at home. The Chiefs are 10-2 at home, but they've lost six in a row. Being swept on the road last week against South Bend. Two offenses that have been rather anemic coming into play here today. The month of May, Peoria averaging under 2 runs per game. The Colonels over their last 10 are averaging right around 3 runs per game. 1-2 here to Morales. An excuse me swing, popped foul up towards the suite to our right. You'll get it 1-2 here on Jefferson. As mentioned, Morales has been heating up lately, 6 for his last 10. He's on a 4-game hitting streak entering play today. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He goes down chasing a curveball. There's the second out of the inning recorded by Dionis Rodriguez. Rodriguez in his last outing was very sharp. In South Bend, he took a no decision. 5 innings of 3-hit, 3-run baseball. He walked 2 and struck out 7. Rodriguez against the Colonels back on April 22nd allowed 2 runs on 3 hits and 3 walks, striking out 5. Over 4 innings of work. First offering here to Encarnacion Strand has popped up towards us, and that'll land in front of us. There's a chance that a pop-up could get up here into the radio booth. We're situated above where the netting reaches at its highest point. 0-1 here to the dangerous Encarnacion Strand. Christian takes ball 1-1. It's really early to talk about batting titles, given that we're in the second week of May here. But Encarnacion Strand is second in the Midwest League in hitting at .364. Mason Wynn of the Chiefs leads the way with a .378 average. A breaking ball forgets to break, and it misses about head high on Christian, who ducks underneath of it. Count runs here to 2-2. Mason Wynn hitting .378 as the league's leading hitter. 2-1 from Rodriguez to Encarnacion Strand. Christian lays one off. This time, another breaking ball low and away as the count goes to 3-2 here to Encarnacion Strand. Right on right matchup. Here comes a 3-1 from Dionis Rodriguez. Christian Christian looks at strike two there at the knees. Count runs full on Encarnacion Strand. Colonels and the Chiefs, a six-game series here in Peoria. A brief road spell for the Colonels before they return home for two straight home series. Payoff pitch bounced over the mound, racing over, cutting it off. Behind the bag is Fernandez. His throw to first is in time. This Francisco looked like he might have been pulled off the bag. Jairo Rodriguez walking out towards the base. He'll look out towards base umpire Kevin Levine and then decide to turn back. We move on to the home half of one. The Peoria starting lineup. When we come back, the Colonels go down 1-2-3.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hey fans, this is Brent Hedrick, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Brent Hedrick on the hill today for Cedar Rapids to open up the six-game set in Illinois. The starting nine for the Peoria Chiefs as Mason Wynn leading off at short with Mike Antico in center. LJ Jones bats third as the designated hitter with Matt Chamberlain cleaning up in right. Mac Chambers will hit fifth at third with Thomas Francisco at first. Francisco Hernandez bats seventh at second with Carlos Soto behind the plate and Tommy Chu in left. Brent Hedrick this season for the Colonels has been absolutely spectacular. 3-1 with a 1.90 earned run average. 23 and two-thirds innings of work, just 10 hits and 5 walks allowed. By the lefty as Mason Wynn cuts through a fastball, 0-1. Here from the left-hander, Brent Hedrick. 0-1, slider misses low and inside now, one ball and one strike. Hedrick features a four-seam fastball, a splitter, and a slider. One ball, one strike, missing high and tight on a fastball now, 2-1. Hedrick took a no-hitter into the sixth inning in his last outing, striking out a season-high 10 batters back on May 4th against Quad Cities. 2-1, a good fastball tipped into the mitt now, 2-2. Mason Wynn, the leading hitter in the Midwest League at 378. Two balls and two strikes here from Hedrick. Fouled back by Wynn. We'll go again at 2-2. Wynn does not swing and miss very often. The whiff rate at 8%. Tough to get him to miss the baseball. Very high contact type of hitter. The 2-2 lifted down the right field line. Here's an opportunity early for Al Solari. He'll come underneath and make the grab for out number one. Hedrick has his first out of the inning on that fly out off the bat of Mason Wynn. And now Mike Antico will get you set with the starting nine defensively for the Colonels. Willie Joe Gary Jr. is out there in center. He centers Jefferson Morales in left and Al Solari in right. Seth Gray is at third with Aaron Sabato at first. Up the middle, Will Holland at short with Anthony Prado at second. Doing the catching today is Jair Camargo as Hedrick misses head high there on a slider. Antico ducking underneath of it as the count runs to 1-0. Antico has really scuffled lately for Peoria as he looks another slider down and away. Two balls and no strikes. In his last five games, Antico is 1-for-17. 2-0. Hedrick comes back with a fastball on the outside half for strike one. 92 there from the big southpaw. Two balls, one strike. Just misses the outside corner. Count running now to 3-1. Antico, 5'10", 205 pounds. Finished his collegiate career at Texas after starting out at St. John's, where he played with Sean Mooney. 3-1 fouled back. Now the count runs full at 3-2. Hedrick, 11 pitches in here today. Brent has been very, very good. And you're sure that you'll have some family here in the ballpark today for Hedrick. He's from Braidwood, Illinois. Pitched at Illinois State. Time called by Antico right as Hedrick started to move. Justin Juska behind the plate today with Kevin Levine out on the base paths. Payoff pitch coming in here from Brent Hedrick. Misses high on the fastball. They appeal down, and no, he did not, says Kevin Levine. So Mike Antico draws the walk. And Amanda's aboard here against Hedrick with one down in the first. And now LJ Jones. Three for his last 18. Double and a run scored in that span. All in all this year, Jones hitting .216. Five runs scored, five doubles, four runs batted in. Jones a big open stance. Very physically intimidating hitter. Takes strike one on the inside corner. Hedrick starting off with a fastball. Antico a few steps off that first base bag. Hedrick with the glove up near the chin. Kicks and fires on the 0-1. Got him swinging way out in front on a slider, now 0-2. Jones, 6'1", 210 pounds. Long Beach State product. Also played at Eastlake High School out in California. The 0-2 here from Hedrick. Grounded up the middle and bleeding pass to diving try by Prado. Turning it second is Antico. He'll be into third rather easily as that ball rolled to a halt in shallow center. Willie Joe had to rush to get to it. So a single off the bat of LJ Jones will put a couple of men aboard here for Peoria on the corners against Brent Hedrick. Now a big spot as well for the Chiefs to get a hit with a runner in scoring position. Like the Colonels, Peoria has struggled in these spots. They haven't had a hit with a man in scoring position since Friday. An 0-for on both Saturday and Sunday. Met on the corners here against Hedrick, the first offering to the left-handed hitting Chamberlain. Slider misses outside, 1-0. Chamberlain digs in, hitting .213 on the year, one home run. He's knocked in five. Called strike one on the outside edge. Hedrick, 17 pitches, 10 strikes so far. Chamberlain, 2 for his last 15 with 10 strikeouts. One down here in the first, a one ball, one strike offering here from Hedrick. Misses upstairs now, 2-1. A walk, then a single. Issued to Antico and allowed to Jones. Very short lead at first for LJ. Here comes a 2-1. Slider catches the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes now from Brent Hedrick. Hedrick this season has rolled up one double play grounder. Men on the corners, one down. Here's a 2-2. Sit down. He puts away Chamberlain with a good fastball at 92. Getting a big swing and a miss there from the right fielder for Peoria. Two down here in the first, and now Matt Chambers. Chambers, the switch hitting third baseman. Step into the right-handed batter's box here. Chambers hitting .233 on the year. He likewise has struggled for Peoria over his last five games. 2-for-19. First offering here from Hedrick is a fastball on the inside half for strike one. Right around 92 miles an hour there from the big lefty. Hedrick, 6'6", 235 pounds. 0-1. Missing just outside there on a splitter as the count goes to 1-1 now from Hedrick to Chambers. Looking like a pretty good spot there on the outer half. Jones off of first, Antico at third. Two down here in the frame for Peoria as Hedrick misses outside on another splitter. 2-1. Jair Camargo calls a pretty good game behind the plate for Cedar Rapids. See where he goes on his pitch call here for the 2-1 to Chambers. skied out towards right field. Back on it is Prado. Soleri coming in, and Al Soleri will make the catch on a jog for out number three. Brent Hendrick allows a couple of men to reach. They end up on the corners, and they are left on the corners. Peoria goes 0 for 2 with runners on. We'll be back in a bit. Tap of 2, Sabato, Camargo, and Gray when we come back.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Aaron Sabato steps in for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the second. No score at Dozier Park as Sabato, Camargo, and Gray will bat against Dionis Rodriguez. First offering is a strike in the outside corner here to Sabato on the fastball at 93. They're from Dionis Rodriguez. Right-hander working on the big man, Aaron Sabato. 4 home runs this season. 19 runs batted in. Sabato looks at a curveball down and outside now, 1-1. One and one here to the Minnesota Twins. First round pick back in 2020. One ball, one strike. The breaking ball there in the inside corner. 1-2. Here to Sabato. Kind of looks like a cutter in a sense there from Rodriguez. The right-hander kicks and fires on the 1-2. Just misses outside now. 2-2 here on Sabato. Sabato this season struggling a little bit, hitting 183, 676 OPS. He's scored 9 times. 2-2 off the plate there on a fastball at 94. The count runs full on Sabato. Sabato was the highest ranked Twins prospect on the Colonels roster per both MLB Pipeline and Baseball America. Payoff pitch. Ooh, half swing and a miss. Down goes Sabato. Chasing that little slide cut thing that Rodriguez has featured here in the early going. So one down here in the second. And now Jair Camargo will bat for Cedar Rapids. Camargo's been swinging a pretty good stick. Got himself on a little hitting streak here in the month of May. 7 games currently as a first offering to Camargo sent into the air, right side, foul ground, Francisco over, and he'll make the catch for out number 2. Jair Camargo pops out for the second out here, the second, and now Seth Gray, left-handed hitter out of Wright State, will take the long walk towards the batter's box. Gray this season, 7 for his last 27, on the year hitting 261. 8 runs batted in, 3 doubles, and a home run for Gray. 6'3", 230-pound left-handed hitter. First offering from Rodriguez misses downstairs on the changeup. Two down here in the top half of the second. Dionis Rodriguez rocks and goes. He raises a glove up over his head, then brings it back down as he fires in a strike. And the fastball at 93. No base runners yet for the Colonels. Hedrick, a 24-pitch first, working around a walk and a single. 1-1 off the plate now. Two balls and a strike here to Gray. Gray was a pinch hitter for the Colonels on Sunday, but he never actually got to see a pinch. As soon as he was announced as a pinch hitter, Quad Cities intentionally walked him. 2-1, fouled off of his foot. Now 2-2. Brooks Conrad was handing out intentional walks like they were candy. In the extra innings of that ball game, an 11-inning marathon in Cedar Rapids. Quad Cities manager Brooks Conrad handed out four intentional walks just to try and keep a force at as many bases as he could. 2-2 here to Gray. Ball 3 high and outside. Like that little cutter from the right-hander. Count running full on Gray. Alaric Soleri in the on-deck circle, the payoff pitch. Gray skies this into the air, left side of the infield. Mac Chambers calling for it. He's underneath, a couple steps to his left, and he'll make the squeeze for out number 3. Colonels pop out twice in the inning. It's 3 up, 3 down, just as he did in the first. For the right-hander, Dionis Rodriguez, Francisco Hernandez, and Soto. When we come back, home half of 2, no score here between the Colonels and the Chiefs.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Thomas Francisco steps in here in the home half of 2 as Brent Hedrick fires in strike 1 on the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour to start things out here against Thomas Francisco. Left-handed hitting first baseman for Peoria. Hedrick misses low and outside there on a slider. Francisco hitting 209. 5 doubles and 10 RBI. He's also homered once. On strike 2 on the outside edge. Another good slide piece there from Hedrick. Hedrick kicks and goes on the 1-2. Grounded towards the left side and passed a lunging Will Holland. They had Francisco played to pull. He might have broken the bat on that inner half fastball, but was able to send it just through the other way for a base hit. Francisco aboard to open up the second, and that'll bring up Francisco Hernandez. Thomas Francisco out there at first. Hernandez batting 271 this season. He's got a 426 on base percentage. It's on base at a pretty good clip. First offering is a strike in the inside corner. Starting him off with a splitter at 82. It's a four seam, a split, and a slider for Hendrick. 0-1. Another good secondary pitch, this time the slider over for strike 2. Guy like Hernandez, who draws a lot of walks, I'm sure that's a little bit uncustomary. You step in and boom, boom, two secondaries over for strike one and two. The 0-2. Down and inside. Couldn't get him to bind at the slider. Now a ball and two strikes here to Francisco Hernandez. He's been swinging a good stick lately, hitting 294 over his last five. Francisco off of first. Here is the 1-2 on the way to Hernandez. Half swing. Yes, he did. Down goes Hernandez for out number one. Second strikeout of the day for Hedrick to put away the second baseman for Peoria. And now Carlos Soto. Soto, the catcher, hitting 111 on the year. The OPS a touch north of 400. Five runs scored, a couple runs knocked in. Hedrick misses high and outside on a fastball at 90. One away here in the second. Hedrick called strike one on the outside corner. Jair snaps the throw down to first, but Francisco is back in with a head first dive. One ball and one strike now here to Soto. The run game will be very important in the series. Peoria coming into play leads the Midwest League with 58 stolen bases. And they've been stealing those bags at an 85% success rate. Strike two in the outside half to Soto. A slide piece there from Brent Hedrick. One ball, two strikes, one away here in the second. Hedrick kicks and goes. Misses outside, couldn't get Soto to chase his slider. Now, Thomas Francisco is not one to run. He hasn't attempted a stolen base yet this year. In fact, he's the only man in the starting lineup for Peoria who has not attempted to steal. 2-2. Sit down. Soto froze it on a fastball there on the outside corner. There is out number two here in the second. 92 on the black there for Hedrick. Very good pitch. Tough spot to pick up for Soto. Now Tommy Chu. Jew, the left fielder for Peoria. 154 hitter, 8 runs scored this year. 2 extra base hits, both of which home runs. He swings and misses there at a good splitter. 0-1 from Hedrick. Hedrick, 3 strikeouts here today, 2 of them here in the second. Definitely wouldn't mind striking out the side here in the frame. 0-1, bounced foul down towards the Colonel's dugout as few Colonels lounging down there on the far end of the dugout. Draping their arms over the end of the dugout, kind of basking in the heat, trying to maybe reach for that chopper towards them. 0-2 here from Hedrick. Sit down. He strikes out the side. Big swing and a miss from Jew. And a fastball up and in at 94. Hedrick's feeling it. 4 Ks through 2 scoreless. Solari, Gary Jr. and Holland when we come back.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Saleri, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
We move on to the top half of the third inning. Alaric Saleri will step into the batter's box here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Alaric wearing number 8 here today. He changed his uniform number. In fact, two Colonels changing their uniform numbers on the off day yesterday. Al switching from 46 to number 8, and Kate Povich switching up his number from 45 to 21. 1-0 from Rodriguez here to Saleri. Ball two outside. Saleri, the second round pick of the Minnesota Twins back in 2020. 6 foot tall, 171 pounds, 22 years of age. 2-0 here from Dionis Rodriguez. Lined towards second and past Francisco Hernandez. That'll get into right center field, and Alaric Saleri is on base here for the Colonels. Coming in on that one was Hernandez. It's kind of a line shot fisted towards him. He will be hit with an error. And then line shot off the bat of Saleri. So the Colonels will have a man aboard. Willie Joe Gary Jr. will step into the box. Left-handed hitting center fielder for Cedar Rapids. Batting 8th today. See if Alaric Saleri is moving. He is. First pitch misses high and outside, and Saleri is in head first with a steal of second base. So 1-0 the count here to Willie Joe. Saleri steals second, and the Colonels have something cooking here. A man in scoring position early for Willie Joe. 1-0 from the right-hander Dionis Rodriguez. Willie Joe Gary Jr. hitting 169 on the year. He's driven in 4 runs. Looks at strike 1. They're on the cutter from the right-hander Rodriguez. Saleri with his second stolen base of the season for the Colonels. 1-1 here to Willie Joe. Time is called. As it looks like something got thrown onto the field out there and left. Oh, there's a couple of young fans playing catch on the berm that goes up along the wall down that left field line, and looks like they accidentally threw a baseball out onto the field. Tommy Jew had to go grab that, send it back to him, and now we're ready to go again. 1-1. From Dionis Rodriguez to Willie Joe Gary Jr. Saleri out there at second. Called strike 2 on the outside edge. Be a change up there from the right-hander. Saleri at second. He's a runner in scoring position for the Colonels. They went 0-13 on Sunday and left 13 men on in these spots. The 1-2, high and outside. Now 2-2 to Willie Joe. Gary Jr., 3 for his last 21. The season against Peoria, 5 for 17. 3 extra base hits and a couple of RBI. The 2-2 off the mitt of Soto and a bit low as the count runs full here on Willie Joe. A walk wouldn't hurt here for the Colonels. They wouldn't mind having another guy on base. Willie Joe drawing walks at a 13% clip. Joe Gary definitely fits that mold of a speed, defense, some gap-to-gap power, toolsy outfielder. 3-2, big swing and a miss. There at a cutter, and down goes Willie Joe Gary. First out here of the third inning is Will Holland. Will step to the batter's box for the Colonels. Holland hitting 224, 641 OPM. Holland at shortstop today. He and Wander Javier have split at shortstop position, the bulk of the starts going to Wander. Holland has typically been the center fielder for the Colonels. First pitch cut on through by Holland. And the cut, maybe a cutter, maybe just a slower fastball here for Rodriguez. In the high 80s right now.
Started off this ball game 92-93-ish. Sometimes the heat helps the velocity play up, and sometimes can wear you down a little bit quicker, the 0-1. Holland unloads on a ball deep towards left field, down the line. Ju looking up, and he'll make the grab with about as much wiggle room as you can possibly have down there in that corner. Diving back in safely to second as Solari, as a good strong throw comes in. Holland gave it a ride out down that left field line. Not enough behind it, though, as there's the second out of the inning, and now Anthony Prado. The dimensions here at Dozer Park, 310 down either line. The ball carries a little bit better out to left field, and that wind is blowing out to left today. Anthony Prado digs in, the first offering here from Rodriguez. Cutter down and away, 1-0. Prado has driven in 19 runs. It's tied for the second most on the team. 1-0 from Rodriguez to Anthony Prado. Solari out there at second for Cedar Rapids. Inside now 2-0. In former Colonels news today, Mark Contreras was promoted to the Minnesota Twins. As Carlos Correa hit the injured list. 2-0 from Rodriguez to Prado. Anthony hits a ground ball towards third. This is picked up by Chambers, and he'll start running at Solari and throw it into right. He threw it to second, and it went into right field. Everybody's safe as Solari goes to third, and now the throw into the infield goes over the head of Francisco. It's backed up by Soto, but on the play, Prado will go to second. We're having a snowball fight here in Peoria. There might be two errors on that play. My goodness, not a pretty sight of baseball to be seen right there. The third baseman, Chambers, with two outs, you just throw that ball over to first. And instead, he got into a staring contest with Solari. I don't know if Chambers forgot how many outs there were. That might have been it, because two down, you can just throw across and get Prado, the inning's over. Instead, everybody is safe. And here's Jefferson Morales, who grounds it through the hole on the left side. Solari scores. Here's Prado from third. The throw is offline, and the Colonels plate two on a Jefferson Morales two-run single. And that ugly play comes back to bite Peoria. Both parts of those errors. Two runs in for Cedar Rapids. It is 2-0, Colonels. And that'll bring up Christian Encarnacion Strand. Solari safe at third on that last play. Prado moved up to second, I believe, on what would be another error. And then Jefferson Morales on the first pitch he saw lined one through the left side for a two-run single. Encarnacion Strand steps in and takes ball one downstairs. One and oh. From Dionis Rodriguez, here to Christian Encarnacion Strand. Now Encarnacion Strand takes ball two outside. Dangerous hitter here to work around if you are Peoria. Encarnacion Strand, second in the league in average. Is the April Midwest League Player of the Month. Leads the league in hits, RBI, and total bases. 2-0, chopped foul. Now two balls and a strike here to Encarnacion Strand. Two balls, one strike, two away here, top half of three. The Colonels with a couple of runs after a wacky play. Rodriguez ready here on the 2-1. Outside now, 3-1. The right-hander Rodriguez ready here. Peering in on the 3-1. Encarnacion Strand swings and misses at a high fastball now, 3-2. Rodriguez now at 50 pitches today. Been a long, long third inning that probably did not need to happen. Three or two errors in the inning officially right now. They're So far, just one error scored on that play off the bat of Prado. There goes Morales with the count full, and Encarnacion Strand swings through a cutter for out number three. But the Colonels get two on a two-run single off the bat of Jefferson Morales. 2-0, Cedar Rapids. Mason Wynn, Mike Antico, and LJ Jones when we come back here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Meet Jim.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
The Colonels lead by two here on the Colonels Baseball Network. A two-run single off the bat of Jefferson Morales, putting the Colonels out in front as Mason Wynn looks at strike one on the outside corner from Brett Hedrick. A wild play. In the end, just one error on that fielder's choice off the bat of Prado. Big swing and a miss by Wynn very quickly, 0-2. Hedrick just challenging him with the fastball. Here comes the 0-2. This ball sent down high out towards deep right field. Solari moving back towards the wall, reaching up, and he'll make a nice play over his shoulder for out number one near the wall. Solari putting the squeeze on out number one here for Hedrick in the third, and that'll bring up Mike Antico. Drew a walk in his first time at the plate. So two errors in that inning for Peoria. One to allow Solari to reach. And the other on that fielder's choice off the bat of Prado. This ball one up high. Now ball two inside here to Antico. 2-0 Colonels here in the home half of three. Hedrick ready, he'll kick and go and shoot the outside edge. Now 2-1. Nice warm night here in Peoria. Two balls and a strike. There's strike two on the outside edge. Look around the rest of the Midwest League here today. A couple of finals already. Great Lakes 4, Lake County 1. 2-2, sit down. Hedrick puts out Antico with a very good fastball at 93. Make it five punch outs now for Hedrick. As he is through 2 2/3. LJ Jones will step in, 1-for-1 with a single. So Great Lakes 4, Lake County 1. Dayton defeated Lansing 5-4. First offering to LJ Jones, popped up and out of play. 0-1 here to LJ. 1-0 Wisconsin in the second in Quad Cities. Fort Wayne up 3-1 midway through the third in South Bend. And West Michigan up early on Beloit 6-1. Jones sends a lazy fly out to right. Coming in on it is Solari, and he'll make the catch with two hands for out number three. Brent Hedrick is through three complete on 50 pitches. He struck out five through those three scoreless. Sabato, Camargo, and Gray. Colonels up by two.
For all the people who want to make good things happen. For the experts determined to help others. For the ones who want to be a part of something bigger. There's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Aaron Sabato leading us off here in the fourth with the Colonels leading the Peoria Chiefs 2-0. For Cedar Rapids, two runs on a hit, no errors, and they have left on one. Peoria, no runs on two hits, two errors, and they have left on three. First offering here to Sabato, draws a half swing. They appeal down, and no, he did not go, says our base umpire today, Kevin Levine. 1-0 here to the big man, Aaron Sabato. From Rybrook, New York. 1-0 inside now, 2-0 to Sabato. Sabato played his college ball at the University of North Carolina, where he was pretty okay his first season as a collegiate player. And by pretty okay, I mean he was the National Freshman Hitter of the Year back in 2019. Takes ball three up and in. Third team All-American by the NCBWA, first team All-American by Collegiate Baseball Newspaper and the ABCA. 3-0 here to Sabato, and there's ball four high and tight. Sabato draws a leadoff walk here in the fourth. In that freshman year, Sabato hit .343 with an OPS over 1,100. 25 doubles, 18 home runs, he drove in 63. Put himself on the radar, drafted by the Twins in the first round of 2020's draft. Sabato over there at first, and here's Jair Camargo, who belts a ball out towards deep, deep left center field, and Tico looking up, bombs away. My goodness, what a shot off the bat of Jair Camargo. And Tico and Ju just looked up and watched as it's 4-0 Cedar Rapids. For Jair, that's home run number four, RBI number 10 and 11. My goodness, what a shot. Onto the plaza out in deep left center field, 433 feet off the bat of Jair Camargo. He took a middle down fastball and sent it out of here. Home run number four for Jair, and now Seth Gray will step in. First offering to Gray, misses high and outside, 1-0. Camargo, 11 RBI now this year. Seth Gray with one home run this season. 1-0. Gray takes a changeup off. Maybe off the plate. No, they'll call it a strike in the outside corner. Did catch the edge there on Gray. 1-1 here to the Colonels third baseman. Down and in now, two balls and a strike. Camargo just keeps on hitting. That home run extends his hit streak to eight games now for Cedar Rapids. 2-1 now to Gray. Half swing, and oh, yes, he did, says our home plate umpire, as the count goes to 2-2. Taking a look at the Major League scoreboard, the Twins and the Astros just got underway. Joe Ryan working a scoreless first. Two balls and two strikes here to Seth Green. Tapped over the mound towards second on the run. Gobbled up by Hernandez. He'll throw to first in time for out number one. 4-3 on that ground out off the bat of Seth Green. That'll bring up Alaric Solari. Solari 0-1. He reached on an error and later scored. Around the rest of Major League Baseball today, the Tigers shut out the Athletics 6-0. Tarik Skubal with a very good start for Detroit today. Strike one on the outside corner to Solari. Oh, and one. Al swings and fouls one back. Up towards the suite where a few fans are dodging baseballs along with enjoying their evening here in Peoria. Oh, and two from Dionis Rodriguez to Alaric Solari. Check swing again, and he pops his foul. Count stays at 0-2 to Al. Then in game two, the Tigers fell to the A's 4-1. It was a doubleheader today. 0-2 on the way here to Solari. Called strike three. Al knew it, taking that cutter on the inner half for out number two. Now Willie Joe Gary Jr., 0-1 with a punch out. Top of four in Pittsburgh. The Dodgers lead 7-0 over the Pirates. The Brewers and the Reds tied at one in the fourth. The Mets and the Nats are scoreless in the fourth. Bottom two in the Bronx. The Yankees trail the Blue Jays 3-0. Downstairs, ball one here on Willie Joe. And down in Atlanta, the Braves trail the Red Sox 1-0. Bottom one in St. Louis. They're scoreless between the O's and the Cards. 1-0. Cutter over for strike one. I wonder who would win in a fight between a Cardinal and an Oriole. I don't know why they would ever quarrel other than on a baseball field. One ball, one strike. Bounced foul. You're off the bat of Willie Jones. The count runs to 1-2. Jair Camargo with a two-run home run here in the fourth, making it 4-0 Colonels. A ball and two strikes from Rodriguez to Willie Joe. Dionis looking to complete the fourth inning here. Right-hander kicks and fires. Now Willie Joe sends a ball out toward straightaway center, and Tico coming in to his left, and he'll make the catch for out number three. We'll move along to the home half of four. The Colonels get a pair on a Jair Camargo two-run shot. The fourth we go, Brent Hedrick, 50 pitches in through three scoreless. See where he will go in the fourth when we come back. Chamberlain, Chambers, and Francisco.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is Nate Sennett, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
We're back here in the home half of the fourth. Cedar Rapids leads Peoria 4-0 here at Dozer Park as Matt Chamberlain, Mac Chambers, and Thomas Francisco will be the three to bat here in the fourth against Brent Hendrick, who's been now handed a 4-0 lead. Jair Camargo with a two-run homer as a first-pitch slider runs in and hits Matt Chamberlain. Hit by pitch to open up the fourth, and now Mac Chambers will bat. Chamberlain trying to turn away from that slider and it ends up catching him on the elbow guard. Mac Chambers will dig in, 0-1 with a flyout. Chambers is driven at 14 this year. That's tied for the lineup lead for Peoria. Hendrick kicks and fires. First offering sent out towards left field. That'll push the Colonel's left fielder, Jefferson Morales, back a few, and he'll get underneath to make the grab for out number one. Chambers flies out on the first pitch he sees, and that'll bring up Thomas Francisco. 1-for-1 with a single today is Francisco. He sent one through the hole on the left side, vacated with the shift. With that shift, Seth Gray is kind of playing a shortstop position. Will Holland shading towards the second base bag. The first offering to Francisco is fouled up our way. No balls and a strike from Brent Hendrick. Colonel's left-hander peering in. Awaiting a sign from Camargo, here comes the 0-1. Reached down on and fouled off. And another slider from Hendrick as the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down here in the home half of four. Francisco Hernandez on deck. Hendrick in search of another strikeout here. Here comes the 0-2 off the plate. Now 1-2. Hendrick has scattered two hits. He's walked one today. He's also hit a batter, that being Chamberlain, who currently stands at first. Chamberlain 3-for-5 on stolen bases this year. He goes. They'll pick over to first. Sabato's throw down to second. Holland applies the tag, and Chamberlain is picked off. He's picked off 1-3-6 on that pickoff. It's a good call. Jair called that throw over to first. Hendrick picks up that front leg and then steps over calmly, getting the ball over to first base. Then Sabato with a good throw on to second. Holland with the tag in the back end. Here's the 1-2. Down and outside. Now 2-2 to Francisco. That isn't a momentum killer. Not that there was a ton of momentum anyway going for Peoria with that hit by pitch, but you definitely feel that in the dugout, huh? You get a runner on, and well, now the runner's off the bases. The 2-2. Bounced up the middle. Here's Holland to his left. A big hop. He'll glove and fire for out number three. A nice play by Holland on a wicked second hop. So we move along to the fifth, 4-0 Colonels. Holland, Prado, and Morales when we come back.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
Don't miss postseason college baseball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels play host to the 2022 American Rivers Conference Tournament on May 12th through the 14th. The ARC Championship runs through Cedar Rapids this May. Keep your hands warm and your cans cool with a Can Koozie, presented by Ann Roshar Realtor and Keller Williams Legacy Group, Cedar Rapids. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Friday, June 24th, and you will receive a free Can Koozie.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
John Beller comes in to pitch here for the Peoria Chiefs, the southpaw, entering into the ballgame here in the fifth. Beller on in relief of Dionis Rodriguez, who will exit in line for the loss today. Lefty kicks in, goes. There's ball one inside on Will Holland, 1-0. Beller, the southpaw, coming on in relief here. Colonel saw him in Cedar Rapids. There's ball two inside on Holland. Beller this year has been really solid. 2-0, 12 innings of work, 10 Ks, 5 hits, 5 walks. 1.50 ERA. There's ball three high and tight. Beller comes from USC. Used mostly as a reliever in his first three seasons, or in his three seasons at USC. 3-0, there's a strike one at the knees. They're on the fastball from Beller. Led Palm Beach last year with 19 starts. And, oh, this ball tagged out to deep left field off the bat of Holland. Bombs away. Will Holland has his second home run of the season. A laser out to left field off the bat of Holland, and the Colonels lead 5-0. Talk about getting out of here quick. Will Holland with a 366-foot shot out to left, 100 miles an hour off the bat. Home run number two of the year for Holland, RBI number seven. That ball was tagged. Middle down a little bit, and he crushed it. First offering now to Anthony Prado. Misses down and in, 1-0. Beller had allowed just two earned runs in 12 innings of work here this season. 1-0. Drops over a good breaking ball now. One ball and a strike. Two homers today for the Colonels. You're starting to see that lineup start to wake up a little bit, and that's definitely a good sign for this team. The 1-1 misses high now, 2-1. Cedar Rapids, of course, today is looking to match their best record of the season. 12 games over 500, entering play at 19-8. They're 11 games over that 500 mark. 2-1, Prado took a swing that looked like he wanted to send that ball the same direction as Holland did. Two balls and two strikes. John Beller here to Anthony Prado. Breaking ball called, strike three. Prado retired for the first down. He did not like that spot at all, shaking his head. Couple of words over his shoulder to plate umpire Justin Juska, and now Prado will indeed walk back to his dugout. Now Jefferson Morales, here for Cedar Rapids, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Colonels lead Peoria 5-0 here in the fifth. A breaking ball over for strike one on the outside corner. Left-hander Beller peering in here. Now Morales with a lazy fly ball out to shallow left center. Coming in on it is Tommy Jew, and he'll make a nice catch on the run for out number two. Leadoff home run here in the frame for Will Holland. Too quick retired, though, by Beller afterwards. A strikeout in the flyout, and here is Christian Encarnacion Strand. 0-for-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. John Beller peering in here. First offering kicks in, goes. Strike one at the knees. Beller really leaning on that breaking ball here. Oh, and one. Con strike two in the inside corner. Another good breaking ball. Colonels are also looking to become the second team to 20 wins in the Midwest League. Dayton reached that 20-win mark earlier today. 0-2, half swing. Christian just shrugs his shoulders, and he'll walk away. He probably didn't think he swung at that one, and no appeal down to the base umpire who's able to make that call at first. Instead, it's the home plate umpire's call. Move on to the home half of five. Cedar Rapids leads 5-0. Will Holland with a solo shot. Brent Hedrick back out onto the hill when we come back.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, be your
come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
They're back!
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year we are bringing back French fries. Now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Cedar Rapids leads 5-0 over Peoria here in the home half of five. Brent Hendrick back on the hill here for Cedar Rapids. The first offering grounded towards second. Prado to his left. He'll glove and throw onto Sabato for out number one. 4-3 on that ground out. One pitch, one out here for Brent Hendrick, who has been awfully efficient. Through four and a third of no run, two-hit baseball. Hendrick, 58 pitches. Carlos Soto will step in. Soto 0-1 with a strikeout. He'll have to hustle into the box. Is he ready to hit at 9 seconds? I don't know if he was. No call made by the home plate umpire, though. First offering to Soto has popped up our way, landing above the official scorer's box as the count goes to 0-1. Of course, with the new rules here in high A hitter must be, quote, in the box and ready to hit with 9 seconds left on the pitch clock. Strike two in the outside corner. Here to Carlos Soto, the left-handed hitting catcher. 0-2. Oh, Hendrick with a couple steps off the mound. He thought he had strikeout number six as he just missed outside to Soto. One ball and two strikes. Here from Brent Hendrick, the lefty kicks and fires. Sit down. This time he gets him on the slider. Big cut and miss there for out number two here in the fifth. Six punch outs for Brent Hendrick through 4 2/3 of scoreless baseball. And for Hendrick, that makes a 15 2/3 inning scoreless streak for the lefty. And Peoria has not scored a run in their last 26-plus innings of work. First offering here to Tommy Jew is a strike at the knees. Jew from UC Santa Barbara. Hendrick kicks and fires here in the 0-1. Foul back towards us. And I'll end up landing back in the seats. Count goes to 0-2. Hendrick, one pitch away from his seventh strikeout of the game. 5-0 Cedar Rapids. Big southpaw looking in. Here comes the 0-2. Just missed the outside corner. Anthony Prado is just about a third of the way back to his dugout from second base. He thought that that was strike number three. Slider that just missed the outside edge. Two down, bottom of five. One ball and two strikes from Hendrick to Jew. This ball reached out on it, poked into left. Here's Jefferson coming in. He'll make the grab for out number three, and we'll move along to the top half of the sixth. Brent Hendrick, through five scoreless innings, has struck out six, 66 pitches, 45 strikes, 5-0 Colonels. Along to the top half of six.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
fans can play baseball bingo at Colonel's Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Aaron Sabato will step in to lead off an inning for the third time here tonight. Sabato 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk here this evening. Top of six, the Colonels up 5-0 on Peoria. I must say, these Copa Night jerseys that Peoria is wearing certainly look sharp. The El Rio de Peoria jersey. So strike one at the knees on Sabato, 0-1. Sabato digs in. Right-handed bat out of the University of North Carolina. Looks at a breaking ball there from Beller across for strike two. It's a neat look, the teal torso of the jersey with the purple sleeves. Can't put a finger on it as to what it reminds me of, the 0-2. Bounce towards short on a friendly hop here for Mason Wynn. He'll uncork a laser onto first. And oh, good stretch in the back end by Francisco. Four out number one. Destination Splitsville just about there for Francisco at first. Is that number one recorded on that ground out off the bat of Sabato? And here's Jair Camargo from Barranquilla, Colombia. Camargo homered in his last at bat, sending one 433 feet to dead center field. There's strike one on the outside, or inside corner, rather. 0-1 here from Beller. Called strike two at the knees to Camargo. Colonels have had their frustrations with the zone here today. Fouled off. Doing it at 0-2. We do have the benefit of kind of a strike zone that our eye test can give us. 0-2 here to Camargo. Wave and a miss. Down goes Jair. Chasing the changeup down and away. There's out number two. And it seems like the corners have kind of wavered a little bit as to whether or not they're going to be there or whether or not they're not going to be there. Seth Gray will dig in now for Cedar Rapids. As the infield plays him to pole, Mason Wynn taking a brisk walk towards the second base bag. Applying Gray up the middle. There's strike one on the outside edge. 0-1 from Beller. Right-hander warming in the pen for Cedar Rapids is Matt Mullenbach. Ball one high here on Gray. The bullpens are a little weird here at Dozer Park in that they're facing, for a baseball purist anyway, they're facing the wrong way. Ball two down low to Gray. Typically, when you have bullpens on the field like they have here at Dozer Park, when they're in foul territory down both lines, the pitchers would throw towards home plate alongside that wall. Strike two at the knees to Gray, now 2-2. But here at Dozer Park, they throw towards the outfield wall. So the pitcher is closer to the dugout than the bullpen catcher is. 2-2, called strike three on a good breaking ball there for Beller. He goes three up, three down in the sixth, and we'll move along to the home half of six. Matt Mullenbach will come into pitch for Cedar Rapids. When we come back, the Colonels lead 5-0 over Peoria here at Dozer Park.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro. He fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it! Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast. Deep left center, way back, way back. It's gone. The Twins go to the seventh game. Catch them all, Kirby Puckett. Catch them all, Kirby Puckett.
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch, and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Matt Mullenbeck, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Matt Mullenbeck will take the rubber here for the Colonels in the home half of six. Brett Hendrick, outstanding today for Cedar Rapids as he exits in line for the win. Five scoreless innings, six strikeouts for Hendrick as Mullenbeck fires in strike one. Starting him off with the slider. Here to Mason Wynn, the top of the order. Wynn, Antico, and Jones. No balls and a strike. This ball grounded towards the left side. Backhand stopped by Holland. He'll throw across in time for out number one. Catch the speedy Mason Wynn. The Colonels have done a good job of keeping Wynn off the base paths. The Peoria shortstop now 0 for 3. Came in as the league's leading hitter at 378. Here's Mike Antico, 0 for 1 with a walk and a strikeout today. 5-0 Colonels. We mentioned that great line for Hendrick. Colonel Southpaw going those five innings of work. He allowed just two hits, one walk, and he hit one batter. Striking out six, extending his scoreless inning streak to 16 consecutive scoreless innings. Strike one to Antico here from Mullenbeck. Righty kicks and goes, down and in. It skips away now, one ball and a strike. Mullenbeck is an Iowa native. He's the first Iowa native to play for the Colonels since the early 2010s. 1-1 downstairs now, two balls and a strike there for Mullenbeck. From the stretch here, Mullenbeck ready. Kick and fire. This ball lifted down the left field line. It's a long run over for Jefferson. He's got a read, though, and he'll make the squeeze for out number two. Antico flies out there to left field for the second out of the inning. Mullenbeck is the first Colonel from the Hawkeye State since Cedar Rapids product. Jack Christensen played 127 games for the Colonels in 2014. Mullenbeck is from Urbandale, Iowa. Played his high school ball at Waukee. First pitch misses up and in to L.J. Jones, 1-0. 6'4", 195-pound right-hander. Played his college ball at Lincoln Memorial University, a Division II school out in Harrogate, Tennessee. 1-0, Jones reaches out and fouls us away. One ball and one strike. Sinker, cutter, a slider, and a changeup for Mullenbeck. It's been a while since he's pitched. His last outing was in the Beloit series back on April 29th. One ball and one strike. Mullenbeck kicks and goes. Chopped high towards the left side. Gray leaps and makes the stab. His throw to first in time for out number three. We'll move along to the top half of the seventh. Matt Mullenbeck goes three up, three down here in the sixth. Due up for Cedar Rapids, Solari, Willie Joe, and Holland. 5-0 Colonels through six.
Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS Kids Cinch bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Baby, you're a fire.
Fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonel Saturday home game this summer.
Every kid needs a baseball. The first 500 kids to enter Veterans Memorial Stadium on June 26 will receive their very own baseball.
All right, now let's see you throw one.
Don't miss the kids' baseball giveaway on June 26, presented by UFG.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Alaric Solari will step in here for the Colonels in the top half of the seventh. The right-handed hitter digs on in for Cedar Rapids. 7, 8, and 9 for the Colonels as Beller misses inside. 1-0 here to Al Solari. Top of seven, Cedar Rapids with 5 runs on 3 hits, no errors and 1 left on. Chiefs, no runs, 2 hits, 2 errors, and they have left on 3. There's ball 2 down and in. Solari 0 for 2. He's 0 for his last 19 at the plate. 2 balls, no strikes. Beller kicks and deals. There's strike 1 on the inside corner. Here to Al. Wing number 8 today. Changed his jersey number yesterday. Missing outside now, 3-1. No Colonel before Solari had worn number 8. Just happened to be available. Al started out in 46 and wanted to make the change. Kate Povich also switched to number 21. Now the 3-1 here to Solari, sent out towards deep left center field. This is way back. Bombs away. Alaric Solari with his first home run of the season. Out to deep left center field, and Alaric Solari puts the Colonels up 6-0. Here in the top half of the seventh, it's the Colonels' third home run of the game. Solari's first home run of the year, his second extra base hit of the season, and RBI number 2 for Al. That ball was crushed 106 feet off the bat, 420 feet out to deep left center field there for Al Solari. Now the first pitch to Willie Joe is sent out to deep right field. Back on it, Chamberlain at the wall, and that's off the top of the wall, and that bounces a long way. Willie Joe racing around second. He wants third, and he'll be held there. It's a stand-up triple for Willie Joe Gary Jr., and the Colonels have a man 90 feet from scoring, already up 6-0. Will Holland now will bat with Willie Joe on third. For Joe Gary, that's triple number 2. That'll bring up Will Holland, 1-for-2 with a solo home run. And now Will Holland just got called for strike 1. He wasn't in the box quick enough. And there is that vaunted pitch clock again. Hitters have until the 9-second mark to be in the box and ready to go. 0-1. Holland takes strike 2, and I'm sure Will be a little bit more frustrated. The infield in for Peoria with nobody out in the seventh, trailing by 6. They really don't want the Colonels to score that 7th run. Holland swings through the breaking ball here from Beller, and there's out number 1 on a 2-pitch strikeout for John Beller. So the way that the pitch clock works is that between batters, there's a 30-second clock, and the hitter must be ready to go by the time the clock reaches 9. During an at-bat, if there's nobody on base, the pitcher has 14 seconds from when they get the ball back on the mound to deliver the next pitch. When there is a runner on base, they get 18 seconds. Ball 1 misses high and tight here on Prado. 1-0. Strike 1 on the inside corner. And if they don't deliver the pitch in that time frame, it's an automatic ball. It's designed to speed up the game, which it certainly has worked. We're averaging right around 215, 220. Strike 2 and a breaking ball to Prado. I mean, right now it's 6-0 Colonels, and we're only at an hour and 24 minutes. 1 ball and 2 strikes from Beller here to Anthony Prado. Southpaw kicks and deals. Prado fouls it straight back. We'll do it again at 1-2. Prado has been one of the best hitters in the Midwest League this season. Leads the league with 25 runs scored. He's driven in 19. 10 extra base hits, 4 doubles, 4 home runs, and 2 triples. 1-2, he lays off a fastball low and away now. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 289 hitter on the year is Prado. He reaches base at a 385 clip. No action in the Colonel's pen. Mullenbach will get the 7th. 2-2 down and in, 3-2. Willie Joe off of third after a triple. Alaric Solari with a solo home run to open up the 7th. 3 balls and 2 strikes on the way here from John Beller. The Chiefs left-hander kicks and deals. Wave and a miss, down goes Prado. Chasing a breaking ball on the outer half of the plate for out number 2. And here's Jefferson Morales. 1-for-3 today, a strikeout, a single, and a flyout. Brent Hendrick, an outstanding start for the Colonels. He looks to be in line for win number 4 here of the season. First offering here from Beller, low and outside. A good block by Soto to keep Willie Joe at third. Should have some good pitching matchups throughout the series. I know Friday is one that a lot around minor league baseball have their eyes on. Cade Povich for the Colonels. Michael McGreevy for the Chiefs. The 1-0 fouled off of Jefferson as the count goes to 1-1. I think just about everybody who follows the Midwest League going to be keeping their eyes on that ball game. Cade Povich, who has been outstanding, he looks every bit part of a rising star in the Twins system. 1 ball and 1 strike. Just misses outside now, 2-1. And of course, Michael McGreevy needs no introduction. The first round pick of the Cardinals last year. He's been outstanding this season. 2-1 from Beller to Jefferson Morales. This ball bounced foul towards the Colonel's dugout. That'll send Charlie Mack ducking away from it. Count goes to 2-2. Colonel's rotation after Hedrick today. Tomorrow it'll be Sean Mooney, former 2-time All-American at St. John's. He'll be followed by Cody Lawyerson. We'll be piggybacking Mooney tomorrow. 2-2. Jefferson bounces this towards third. Coming in is Willie Joe. He will score as a throw, or pardon, he won't score rather. With 2 down, a throw across ends the inning as we move along to the home half of 7. Time to stretch here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. 6-0 Cedar Rapids. Colonels leading here in Peoria.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Four, 5-6 for Peoria to face Matt Mullenbach as the Colonels lead 6-0 here in Peoria, Illinois. Alaric Solari with a solo home run in the 7th to put the Colonels up 6-0. Matt Chamberlain will step in here. It's Matt Mullenbach working on his second inning of work. There's strike one at the knees. 91 there from Mullenbeck on that sinker. Righty, ready here on the 0-1. Call it strike two at the knees again here on Chamberlain. Deep breath here from Mullenbeck, and now the 0-2 on the way. Chopped foul up the first baseline. Talking about that Colonels rotation this week, we mentioned tomorrow, Mooney and Lawyerson will piggyback the start against Austin Love. Aaron Rozak, the Minnesota State Mankato left-hander, will go on Thursday. You know, two downstairs to Chamberlain, 1-2. Minnesota product, Rozak, going on Thursday against Logan Gregg. Kate Povich gets the ball on Friday against McGreevy. 1-2 from Mully, misses downstairs now, 2-2. It's going to be such a fun matchup on Friday. I mean, every pitching matchup that the Colonels have is always fun to watch because of how good this starting rotation has been. But, boy, is that Friday matchup going to be a fun one. 2-2, sit down. He puts away Chamberlain. Sinker at the knees there from Mullenbeck for out number one here in the seventh. And now Mac Chambers will step to the batter's box. Povich for the Colonels on Friday. On Saturday, it will be Sawyer Gibson Long, the right-hander who lowered his ERA even more with 5 1/3 scoreless on Sunday. And then this coming Sunday, it'll be John Stankwitz making his first start as a Colonel, the opening day starter for Fort Myers this year. Strike one on the edge. Boy, how good was Stankwitz in his Colonel's debut last week? Coming on in relief behind Sean Mooney. Half swing, it doesn't matter. Mullenbeck shoots the outside corner with a cutter. Strike two. Melvi Acosta starts to move around in the Colonel's pen. He might get the eighth and the ninth, potentially. 0-2. We have a foul. Keeping the count here at 0-2 on Mac Chambers. Stankwitz threw 5 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts, 1 hit, and that lone hit was the lone base runner. Came on a weak little tapper back to the mound that Stankwitz could only knock down. There's ball one downstairs to Chambers. This Colonel's starting rotation has been a big part of their 19-8 start to 2022. The starting pitchers are 9-5 this year with a 2.69 ERA. That's second best in the league. The 1-2 bounce towards the right side, and Sabato cut in front of Prado, and that let the ball bleed into right, turning it first and heading to second as Chambers, as Soleri will have to run up and get that ball in. Prado and Sabato having a little bit of a conversation. Prado saying, hey, I've got that ball. So that'll be, I don't know if that's an error. I'd assume it would be an error. I don't know if you hit Prado or Sabato with it. It'll be man on second now here with one down, and Thomas Francisco will step in. So Francisco digging into the batter's box with a man on second. First offering from Mullenbeck downstairs. 1-0. They do give Prado the error, and that's kind of tough, though, because Sabato ran right in front of him. So he was trying to make that play. 1-0. This ball grounded towards the right side and through. Pass Prado into right, turning at third is Mac Chambers, and he will score. The scoreless drought is over for Peoria. It ends 28 1/3 innings in, and they go without between scoring runs. An RBI single for Thomas Francisco. And that'll be an unearned run to plate Mac Chambers. So here's a man on first for Francisco Hernandez. 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Speaking of that starting rotation, though, for the Colonels, it's a 2.69 ERA. That's the second best in the Midwest League. They've walked the third fewest hitters in the league. There's strike one from Mullenbeck to Hernandez. They lead the league in whip at 0.99. Colonel starters have held opponents to a 256 on base percentage and a 561 OPS. The 0-1 fouled towards the Colonel's dugout, now 0-2. Overall, the Colonel's pitching staff has the best ERA in the Midwest League at 2.98. That's starters and relievers combined. They walked the fewest batters in the league and the lowest whip. 0-2 down and outside on a cutter there from Mullenbach as the count goes to 1-2. The pitching has been great, and that's a pretty good recipe for success. No matter what level you're at, if you pitch, you have a good chance. 1-2 here from Mullenbach. Down and away on another breaking ball. Count running even at 2-2. Around the Midwest League tonight, Great Lakes defeated Lake County 4-1. Dayton 5-4 over Lansing on the road. 2-2 here from Mullenbach. Sit down. He freezes Hernandez with the cutter on the outside corner for out number two. So Mullenbach strikes out Francisco Hernandez, and now Kylo Soto will step in. Soto 0-2 with a couple of punch outs today. Wisconsin leads the Quad Cities 8-1 in the fourth. Fort Wayne up 7-2 on South Bend in the sixth inning. And Beloit just fell to West Michigan 7-3. Ball one to Carlos Soto. Right-hander Mullenbach kicks and goes. Down and outside now 2-0. Mullenbach so far 29 pitches, 18 strikes. Derek Molina beginning to throw down in the pen for Cedar Rapids. 6-1 Colonels. Now this ball popped up. Right side into shallow right center. Prado calling for it, reaching up, and he'll make the grab for out number three. We move along to the eighth. An unearned run scores here against Mullenbach as Cedar Rapids still leads, though, by 5. It's 6-1 Colonels. Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato, and Camargo when we come back.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Christian Encarnacion Strand, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Christian Encarnacion Strand will lead things off for us here in the top half of the eighth, the Cedar Rapids Colonels leading the Peoria Chiefs 6-1. Here on the Colonels Baseball Network. New right-hander coming into the ballgame for Peoria. Encarnacion Strand digging in. Here against Wilfredo Pereira. Righty for Peoria, kicks and deals. The first offering is a strike on the inside corner here to Encarnacion Strand. Encarnacion Strand 0-3 today. Ground out and a couple of strikeouts. Pereira finds the outside corner with strike two. Pereira from Panama. 0-2, lined out towards left center field and moving back on it. Win, he'll make the grab for out number one. A soft line out there off the bat of Encarnacion Strand brings up the Colonels first baseman Aaron Sabato. Pereira this season, 12 and a third innings of work, 9 hits, 7 runs, all of them earned. He's walked 8 and struck out 10. Sabato calls for time, and now he'll step in. The Twins trail the Astros 1-0. They're in the top half of the fourth. Big swing and a miss there by Sabato as the count goes to 0-1. Now Sabato lays off the 0-1 outside. The count goes to 1-1. Around the rest of the Twins organization here today, we mentioned already Northwest Arkansas defeated Wichita 7-4, so the AA affiliate fell. They've got something very special cooking in Fort Myers right now. This ball 2 downstairs on Sabato. They're through 7 innings so far. There's ball 3 on Sabato. Really good hitter's count for a guy who can send the ball very, very far. 3-1. Sabato takes strike 2 at the letters. David Festa tonight was incredible down in Fort Myers. 6 scoreless. He allowed just 2 base runners on walks and struck out 11. Ball 4 down and away to Sabato. Colonels will have a runner on here with 1 down in the 8th. You have MILB TV and you're listening to us here, you might want to turn that game on right now. Noah Miller has scored the lone run for Fort Myers with 3 walks drawn today. Right on right. First offering here to Jair Camargo is called strike 1 on the inside corner. St. Paul and Columbus are tied at 3. Former Colonel Mark Contreras just got called up to the Twins from Fort Myers. 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Now 0-2. Caleb Hamilton actually just tied that ball game up for St. Paul with the 2-run homer. 0-2. Now Camargo bounces the ball to short, and it's off of Wynn into center field. Mason Wynn had that ball kick off of his glove and bleed out into center. I think he was thinking double play, and Sabato was able to beat it out. Sabato barreling down that first base, that first to second base running lane. Seth Gray will dig in after the 3rd error of the game on Peoria. Two men on, 1 down. The first offering to Gray is a strike in the outside corner. Caleb Hamilton actually right now in AAA St. Paul, 3-for-3 today. 2 runs scored and 2 home runs. 0-1 here from Pereira. Ball 1 inside to Gray, 1-1. The Colonels lead the West Division in the Midwest League by 2 games. Wisconsin is in 2nd place. They're leading Quad Cities right now 8-1. Now Gray tags a ball very high and very foul onto the street. Out in right field and nearly hitting, is that a dodge? It nearly hit something driving down there on the street. 1-2. And Seth Gray calls time. He'll step back in. Pereira ready here with Sabato off a 2nd and Camargo on 1st. There's ball 2 outside. Solari awaits in the on-deck circle, fresh after homering. Back in the 7th inning. Colonels ahead by 5. Derek Molina still up in the pen. He'll probably get the home half of this 8th inning. 2-2. Gray, ouch, fouls this off his foot. So he'll go for a little walk around the batter's box. The count staying here at 1-2. Tomorrow will be a morning game. 11.05 a.m. We'll be on Classic KMRY in Cedar Rapids. Means the Colonel's leadoff show will come to you live right around 10:50. First pitch at 11.05, Sean Mooney getting the ball. 2-2 to Gray. Swing and a miss. He chases a changeup downstairs. There for out number 2. Here is is Alaric Solari, who homered out to deep center field in his first at-bat, or his last at-bat. His first at-bat off the bullpen. Solari, 1-for-3 today. He's reached base twice and scored a pair of runs. Strike one on the inside corner there to Al. He's hit the ball pretty hard today as well. The error that he reached on a pretty well hit line drive towards second. 0-1. Called strike two on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Here from Wilfredo Pereira. Solari hits a grounder towards first, gobbled up by Francisco. He'll walk it over to first for out number three. The Colonels lead by 5 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. They strand 2 here in the 8th to the home half we go. Ju, Wynn, and Antico to face Derek Molina. Demo into pitch when we return.
Anything is possible at Bark in the Park night with the Colonels. This season, Cedar Rapids will raise the woof with 4 Bark in the Park nights presented by Lou and Ainsley of Urban Acres Real Estate. Fans can register online to bring their dog to the game. All dogs need tickets, and 100% of dog ticket proceeds will benefit Critter Crusaders. Check kernels.com for more information.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Derek Molina, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Derek Molina will toe the rubber here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the home half of the 8th inning on in relief of Matt Mullenbach, who worked a couple of innings. He allowed one run, but it was unearned. Look at your scoring summary here tonight for Cedar Rapids. They got the scoring started in the 3rd inning as a wacky error allowed Anthony Prado to reach on a fielder's choice and move to 2nd, putting 2 men in scoring position with 2 down for Jefferson Morales, who lined a 2-run single through the hole on the left side to put the Colonels up by 2. Jair Camargo with a blast, a 2-run shot in the 4th to make it 4-0 Colonels. Will Holland with a solo shot in the 5th, then Al Solari a solo shot in the 7th. Derek Molina's first offering here to Tommy Ju is in there for strike 1. On the slider at 86 from Derek Molina. Molina featuring a 4-seam, a curve, a change, and a slider. The 0-1 up high and away. Now 1 ball and a strike at 92. Molina, 6'3", 206 pounds from Atwater, California. Played his college ball first at Cal State Northridge, then at Merced. This ball fouled up towards us. Now 1-2. The Colonel's video coordinator, Jeremy Miranda, nearly had to make a protection play on that foul ball to make sure the cameras up here were safe. 1-2 here from Molina. Laced foul, heads up down in the Colonel's bullpen as that ball will deflect off of a seat and roll all the way out to Jefferson in left. Count goes to 1-2 from Molina to Tommy Ju. Get ready to go again here at 1-2. It's like a ball from the Peoria bullpen ended up in right field, so they had to have somebody go grab that. 1-2 on the way from Derek Molina. Sit down. He freezes Drew there on the curveball for out number one. Derek Molina this year for the Colonels, 7 appearances, 3.86 ERA. 7 innings of work, he struck out 8 with 4 walks. 1 hold this year, 1 for 1 on saves as well. Obviously not a save situation tonight for Molina. Looking to just get the Colonels through these final 2 innings. Leading by 5 here against Peoria. First pitch curveball, did everything but curve, missing high. They're on win, 1-0. Derek Molina ready to go. Getting his sign from Jair from the stretch. Here comes Demo. Just outside, 2-0 now on Mason Wynn. There is a lefty up in the bullpen for the Peoria Chiefs. The Colonels will have 8-9 at top, Willie Joe, Holland, and Prado. Strike one now for Molina. Coming back with a fastball on the outer half. Colonels are looking to make it 3 in a row. 2 balls, 1 strike outside. Now 3-1 on Mason Wynn. Peoria has lost 6 games in a row. Scored 1 unearned run here today in the 7th. 3 balls, 1 strike from Demo. There's strike 2 with the letters. Fastball at 93. Throw back from Jair. Skips away from Molina. He'll have to go pick it up. Payoff pitch from Molina here to Mason Wynn. God, I'm looking at the knees. 93 painting the outside corner. And there is out number 2 for Derek Molina. Back-to-back punch-outs open up this 8th inning of work. Now Mike Antico has drawn a walk in his first plate appearance, and since then has struck out and flown out. Colonels today have been doing it with the long ball, 3 home runs. The runner in scoring position issue that Cedar Rapids has been fighting has continued today. First offering down and into Antico. And a change-up from Molina. Colonels are 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position today. One and oh from Molina to Antico. Off the plate on a fastball at 92. Now it's 2-0. Mikey Perez just homered for Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles are looking for a win tonight against Palm Beach. Strike one at the knees. So both the double A and, or pardon, both the high A and full season A affiliates are playing each other in the Twins and Cardinals systems this week. 2-1 from Demo. Ball 3 outside. And Tico digs back in. Molina, the 24-year-old, he'll turn 25 in July. 3 balls, 1 strike. Called strike 2 in the inside edge. Molina has shown some really nice flashes this year. One tough outing, that was his last time out against Quad Cities. Walked both batters he faced in a heartbreaking Colonels loss. Payoff pitch skied foul off towards the left side. Three and two. Derek Molina here to Mike Antico. Right-hander with a breath. He'll kick and fire. Outside, ball 4. 2-out walk issue here to Mike Antico. We'll put a man aboard for LJ Jones. LJ Jones, 1-for-3 with a single, a flyout, and a groundout. Very intimidating hitter in the batter's box with his size. Molina with the glove at the belt. He's ready. He'll kick and go. First pitch outside, 1-0. LJ has got the frame of a WWE wrestler. Is the best way that I'd put it. Very big, physical right-handed hitter. 1-0. Strike one at the letters. Molina would also be well served to save the Colonel's bullpen by getting these two innings of work as well. If you can get through this ball game with just Mullenbach and Molina, I think you feel pretty good about the way that sets you up for the next couple of days. I know Mooney has thrown five innings in a start twice this season in back-to-back outings. He's only able to go three his last time out. So I think if you pencil in a day where you might need the bullpen a little bit more, it's usually the Mooney start day. Part of that is just because he's still working back to be able to go a considerable distance into games. 1-1 here from Molina. Ball two upstairs. There on that slider. Two balls and a strike with Antico off of first. Antico 16 for 16 on steals this year. Grounded towards third. Gray goes to a knee. He'll fire on to second for out number three on the fielder's choice. We move on to the top half of the ninth. The Colonels lead 6-1. Due up for Cedar Rapids. It'll be Willie Joe, Holland, and Prado. 8-9 at top. The Colonels leading 6-1 over Peoria.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Get ready for an evening of enchantment with the Colonels on June 18th with Princess Night. Bring the kids to see their favorite princesses as they stroll through the concourse. Special meet and greet ticket packages with Little Princess Parties princesses are available in limited supplies, so be sure to get yours before the clock strikes midnight. Princess Night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is sure to be a ball on June 18th.
Hey fans, this is Joe Gary, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Colin Schmidt will come into pitch here for the Cedar Rapids Colonel, or pardon, for the Peoria Chiefs, as the Colonels look to maybe add a couple more insurance runs here in the ninth. Colin Schmidt taking the ball, the southpaw for Peoria here this season, has worked to an 8.53 ERA. Six and a third innings, seven runs, six of them earned. Six hits, seven strikeouts, five walks for Colin Schmidt. 24-year-old left-hander. Left-hander ready. He will work here on Willie Joe Gary Jr. His first pitch misses inside, 1-0. Schmidt is from New Bern, North Carolina. The two-way player at Appalachian State. Time called, I think, by Willie Joe. My argument here from Patrick Anderson with the home plate umpire. Not quite sure what that's all about. Willie Joe and thing on in, 1-0. Here from Schmidt, down and away now, 2-0. Maybe they said Schmidt didn't release the ball quick enough.
because there's only been two pitches in this plate appearance. So I guess there was a no-pitch ball in there, and there is ball four to Willie Joe. Is he'll take a three-pitch walk here from the left-hander Colin Schmidt. And now Will Holland will step in for Cedar Rapids, one for three with a home run. He's flown out and struck out here today. A man on first with no down here in the ninth. 6-1 Cedar Rapids, six runs on five hits. Holland with a big swing and a miss, 0-1. Six runs on five hits, one error and four left on for the Colonels. One run on three hits, three errors and five left on for Peoria. No balls and one strike. Colin Schmidt here to Will Holland. Southpaw takes a breath, peeking over at Willie Joe. Now he kicks and goes. Ball one off the plate. One run in the seventh for Peoria. Multi-hit game for the Chiefs, Thomas Francisco. He's two for three with an RBI. 1-1, called strike two. Holland did not like the call as he'll step away from the box. For the Colonels, they don't yet have a multi-hit game today, but Alaric Solari has scored two runs. One for four, he reached on an error. A solo home run, and he has scored twice today. 1-2, fouled off. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles just threw a no-hitter against Palm Beach. A line-out double play sealed it. 1-2 from Schmidt to Will Holland. Holland with a line shot up the middle. There's your first multi-hit day for the Colonels. Willie Joe around second. He'll hold there as Will Holland has a two-hit ball game. Cedar Rapids with two men aboard here in the ninth, and now Anthony Prado will step in with none retired. David Festa, six innings, two walks, 11 strikeouts for Fort Myers. Jalen Nolan struck out three over two perfect innings, and Hunter McMahon finished off that no-hitter for Fort Myers. A scoreless ninth, he walked one. Ended up facing the minimum with help from a double play in that inning. Colin Schmidt to Anthony Prado. First pitch to Prado, lifted into the air, right side and out of play. Oh, and Wood here to Anthony. Today it was a great start for the Colonels from Brent Hedrick. The left-hander goes five scoreless. Two hits, one walk, he struck out six. Matt Mullenbach, two innings of one-run ball. It was an unearned run off of Mullenbach. One hit, no walks, and he struck out two. Prado looks at ball one down and in. Dionis Rodriguez would be in line for the loss today for Peoria. He ended up going four innings, a two-hit ball. Four runs, two were earned. Six strikeouts and one walk. Prado, a line shot through the hole on the left side. Willie Joe held at third as a good throw in from Jew is cut off by Mason Wynn. And the Colonels have three straight base runners to open up the ninth inning. A walk to Willie Joe, then back-to-back singles for Holland and Prado. And now Jefferson Morales with the bases full and none down here in the ninth. Colonels threatening for some more runs. Jefferson Morales digging in here. Morales one for four with a single. He has knocked in a pair today. First offering off the plate, 1-0. Morales had pushed that RBI count up to 10 with that two-run single. Opportunity to drive in more here. 1-0 down and in, and it skips away from Soto, but no advancement from Willie Joe. Count goes to 2-0. There from Colin Schmidt. Colonels have a righty beginning to throw down in the pen. Looks like Tyler Palm. Two balls and no strikes here from Schmidt to Jefferson Morales. Grounded toward short and off the glove of Wynn. Everybody will be safe as Mason Wynn could not field it on a hop. The fourth error today for Peoria, and the Colonels now lead 7-1. That will be an RBI for Jefferson Morales to plate Willie Joe. Holland to third, Prado to second. And the bases are now full for Christian Encarnacion Strand. Encarnacion Strand 0 for 4. Could make it a big 1 for 5. First offering called, strike one on the outside corner. Morales with 3 RBI today. Pushes his count to 11 here on the year. 0-1 from Schmidt to Encarnacion Strand. Wave and a miss at a pitch in the dirt, now 0-2. Colonels with 7 runs today, leading Peoria 7-1 in the series opener, hoping to send the Chiefs to their 7th straight loss. 0-2 here to Encarnacion Strand, laced foul. Sabato awaits on deck here for Cedar Rapids. None retired yet here in the ninth. Colonels already with a run in. 4 errors today by Peoria. 0-2. Ripped down the left field line and fair. That'll roll for a while. Holland scores. Here's Prado around third. Holding at third is Morales. It's a 2-run double for Christian Encarnacion Strand, and the Colonels now lead 9-1. Encarnacion Strand with RBI number 26 and 27 of the season, his 6th double here on the year. And it's 9-1 Cedar Rapids. 105 miles an hour off the bat there for Christian. Ripping that fastball down the left field line. And now here's Sabato with 2 men out there, 3 already in here in the ninth. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Left on right matchup here to the big man, Aaron Sabato. Schmidt rocks and goes, and this one skips away from the catcher Soto all the way to the backstop. That'll score Jefferson as Encarnacion Strand holds at third. He did take a big turn. A wild pitch makes this 10-1 Cedar Rapids. Now a man on third with none down still. Here in the ninth, the Colonels have had the first 5 men reach. 4 of them have scored. And it's 10-1 Cedar Rapids. 1 ball and a strike from Schmidt to Sabato. Called strike 2 on the outside edge. 4 spot here in the ninth for Cedar Rapids. One ball and 2 strikes. Wave and a miss. Down goes Sabato. Chasing a fastball for the first down of the inning, and that'll bring up Jair Camargo. Camargo 1-for-4 with a 2-run homer. This is the first time that Cedar Rapids has scored double-digit runs in a game since April 16th. Nearly a month. First offering to Camargo is a strike of the letters, 0-1. I think you kind of had the feeling that this lineup was going to need one of these games. Kind of get themselves back into a groove. 4 runs here in the ninth. 0-1 downstairs now. 1 ball and 1 strike. A ball and a strike from Schmidt to Jair Camargo. Encarnacion Strand standing off the third base bag. Schmidt kicks and goes. Fouled back, now 1-2. Camargo has reached base twice today. 2-run homer that he crushed out to left center, and he also reached on an error. One ball and two strikes here to Jair Camargo with the right-hander up in the Peoria bullpen. Camargo pops this up down the right field line. Moving on it is Francisco, and he'll make the catch, backpedaling into the outfield grass. Four out, number two. Camargo pops out, and now Seth Gray will get a chance. Tyler Palm is still up in that Colonel's bullpen. He would likely get the bottom half of the ninth here tonight. Gray is 0 for 4 today. So he steps into the batter's box, the open stance. Resting the bat on his left shoulder. The first offering in here, sent into the air left side. Into foul territory, Mac Chambers moving over onto the dirt track warning track, and he'll make the catch for out number three. The Colonels plate four here in the ninth. We move along to the home half. Matt Chamberlain, Mac Chambers, and Thomas Francisco. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will hand the ball off to Tyler Palm when we come back to try and finish this one off. 10-1 Cedar Rapids here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Palm, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids will hand the ball off to Tyler Palm here in the home half of the ninth as he looks to slam the door on Peoria. Here in game one, the series opener in Peoria here at Dozer Park. Tyler Palm. This season for the Colonels, a 6.14 ERA, five appearances this season. Two of his last three have been scoreless. Nine strikeouts, six walks over seven and a third this season for Tyler Palm, the 6'9", 226-pound right-hander, 27 years old from West Branch, Michigan. Played his prep ball in Ogemaw Heights. Played collegiately at Oakland University in Oakland County, Michigan. Tyler Palm, his last outing against Quad Cities for a scoreless night back on May 6th. He allowed one hit in that scoreless inning of work as he'll toe the rubber against Matt Chamberlain. First offering is that two-seam fastball in the inside corner for strike one. 93 there from Tyler Palm. Two-seam, a slider, and a changeup here for the right-hander. 0-1 lifted out towards left center field, slicing over towards Jefferson, who makes a nice run and grab into the alley for out number one. 95 up in the zone there from Tyler Palm. Sends out towards left center field. And now Mac Chambers will step in, 0 for 3. Two flyouts, and he's reached on an error here today. 10-1 Colonels here in the series opener. Tyler Palm kicks and deals. First pitch is a strike in the inside edge at 95 again. 0-1 here from Tyler Palm. That's ball bounced up the first baseline. Sabato gloves, and he'll take two steps to his left for out number two. Three and assisted on that ground out. Two quick outs recorded for Tyler Paul. And now Thomas Francisco. Two for three, two singles, and a ground out. Francisco, the lone multi-hit game for Peoria today. The right-hander Tyler Pohl looking for a 1-2-3 ninth. Just four pitches in to get two outs as he misses outside here on Francisco. 94 off the plate. Right-hander at the ready here on the 1-0. Way inside. Count goes to 2-0 here from Tyler Pohl. Tomorrow again, it'll be a 11:05 first pitch here at Dozer Park. 2-0 cut on through now, two balls and a strike. 11:05 first pitch. The Colonel's leadoff show coming to us at 10:50 on Classic KMRY. 2-1 here from Tyler Pohl. Called strike two in the edge. Good slider at 83. Pohl one strike away. Peoria down to their final strike. 10-1 Cedar Rapids here in game one. Two balls and two strikes from Tyler Pohl. Chop towards second. Here's Prado. He gloves and fires onto Sabato for out number three. Ball game. The Cedar Rapids Colonels take care of business here in game one of their series. Here on the road in Peoria, it's three wins in a row for the Colonels, and it's a 10-1 final score. The first time that the Colonels have scored double-digit runs since midway through April. The lineup did their job. Three home runs tonight for the Colonels. Boy, was it a fun one here this evening. Brent Hendrick, brilliant as always. 10-1 easier final here at Dozer Park for the Colonels. 10 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and 5 left. For Peoria, 1 run on 3 hits, 4 errors, and they left on 5. It wasn't pretty, but it was fun. The Colonels taking care of business in the series opener. We'll have the wrap when we come back right here on the Colonels Postgame Report. The Colonels Baseball Network.
Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, be your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Brent Hedrick, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome here into the Colonels postgame report. Cedar Rapids winning here in the series opener 10-1 over the Peoria Chiefs here tonight at Dozer Park. For the Colonels, 10 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and 5 left on. For Peoria, 1 run on 3 hits, 4 errors, and 5 men left aboard. The Colonels with 2 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. The two sides traded a run in the 7th. Then the Colonels tacked on 4 more in the 9th to seal a 10-1 final score. A look at your scoring summary here tonight for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, as it was an absolutely fun ball game here tonight. Colonels were a little bit quiet in the early couple of innings, but then in the third inning, a wild error on a tapper off the bat of Anthony Prado to third caught the third baseman, Mac Chambers, trying to glare Alex Solari back to second. Solari didn't need to go back to second. There were two down, so Mac could have just thrown across. He did not. Instead, he tried to throw to second, and he threw it into right, allowing both Solari and Prado to move into scoring position at third and second, respectively. On the very next pitch, Jefferson Morales made them pay with an RBI single through the left side, making it 2-0 Cedar Rapids. In the next inning, Aaron Sabato drew a leadoff walk in the fourth. Then Jair Camargo hit a ball very, 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 very far out to deep center field, making it 4-0 Colonels. Will Holland welcomed a new reliever to the ballgame in the fifth with a solo home run. Then Alex Solari added another solo shot in the seventh, his first home run as a Colonel there in the seventh inning, making it, at the time, 6-0 Cedar Rapids. Peoria got a run back in the seventh, an unearned run at that, but then Cedar Rapids saw the first five men reach in the ninth. Four of them scored, capped off by a two-run double off the bat of Christian Encarnacion Strand. For the Colonels on the box score side of things here tonight, Anthony Prado scores a couple of runs. Jefferson Morales goes 1-for-5 with 3 RBI and a run scored. Christian Encarnacion Strand 1-for-5 here today with a run scored and, pardon, with a double and 2 RBI. Aaron Sabato scored a run. He walked twice. Jair Camargo goes 1-for-5 here this evening with a run scored, a home run, and 2 RBI. Alex Solari goes 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored and a solo home run. Will Holland goes 2-for-4 here tonight with a couple of runs scored and a solo home run. Also, Willie Joe Gary Jr. went 1-for-3 with a triple. He would also go on to score a run and draw a walk here this evening. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout this season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 134 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 134 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Planting for Plates campaign. For the Colonels on the mound today, Brent Hedrick will pick up the win. He threw 5 stellar innings, 2 hits, 1 walk. He did not allow a run and struck out 6. For Hedrick, he extends his scoreless inning streak now to 16 straight shutout frames. Matt Mullenbach, 2 innings of 1 hit, 1 run ball. It was an unearned run off of Mullenbach. No walks, and he struck out 2. Derek Molina faced 4. He walked 1 in the 8th, striking out 2. Tyler Palm with a 3-up, 3-down, 9th inning. Taking the loss tonight for Peoria is Dionis Rodriguez. He went 4 innings, 2 hits, 4 runs, 2 of which were earned, striking out 6 and walking 1. A look around the rest of the Midwest League here tonight. West Michigan defeating Beloit 7-3. Wisconsin up big on Quad Cities 11-4 in the 7th. South Bend trailing Fort Wayne 7-6 midway through the 8th in South Bend. Great Lakes defeated Lake County 4-1, and then Dayton took care of Lansing 5-4. The Colonels are the second team to 20 wins here in the Midwest League. They match their best record of the season, improving back to 12 games over 500 with this win here tonight. Cedar Rapids now on the year stands at 20-8. Peoria falling to 12-16. We'll be back at it tomorrow, the Colonels and the Chiefs, at 11:05 a.m. on Classic KMRY. It'll be a 10:50 Colonels leadoff show tomorrow morning. Sean Mooney and Austin Love. Love has really struggled. Mooney has been rock solid for the Colonels here this season. Should be a very fun second game of the series. The Colonels looking to make it 4 wins in a row. The Peoria Chiefs looking to put the stopper on what is now a 7-game losing streak. The Cedar Rapids Colonels again winning here tonight. Your final score is 10-1. Brent Hedrick the winner. He improves to 4-1. Dionis Rodriguez falls to 0-2. 10 runs on 8 hits, 1 error and 5 left for the Colonels. 1 run on 3 hits, 4 errors and 5 left on for Peoria. 3 home runs tonight for the Colonels. They score double-figure runs for the first time since the middle of April. And they go into tomorrow looking to make it a 4-game winning streak. That'll wrap things up. Again, 10-1 your final here in Peoria. And from Dozer Park in Peoria, Illinois, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Classic KMRY.